Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case testing whether abortion clinics can collect damages from violent protesters under a federal anti-racketeering law. The law, known informally by the acronym RICO, has been used effectively to stop violence at abortion clinics. But a variety of groups on the left and right are worried that it could chill expression. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 1986, abortion clinics sued a group of militant anti-abortion activists under the federal anti-racketeering law. 10 years and one trip to the Supreme Court later, a jury ordered the groups to pay the clinics $258,000 in damages. Once again, the anti-abortion activists appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and today the justices heard arguments in the case. Outside on the Supreme Court steps, Operation Rescue President Randall Terry held up a baby.
It's an ironic moment when those who kill children and maim women through abortion are the victims, and those of us seeking to rescue children are the mobsters.
Like Terry, activist Joseph Scheidler denied promoting violence.
Having a prayer vigil is not extortion. That's the whole point of this case. Is it extortion to protest? What happens to our right to free speech if we have to shut up in front of an abortion clinic? The whole First Amendment goes down the tubes.
But Kim Gandy, the president of the National Organization for Women, which represented the clinics in court, said the lawsuit had achieved its purpose, to end violent protests. Peaceful, even rude protests continue today, she said, but not violent ones.
Women are no longer being hit over the head with signs, smashed against plate glass windows, thrown downstairs.
The crux of the clinic's complaint was that Scheidler, Terry, and others had conspired to use violence and the threat of it to deprive clinic owners of the right to operate their businesses. In short, that protesters had committed extortion, a prohibited act under the federal anti-racketeering law. Inside the courtroom, lawyer Roy Englert, representing the protesters, attacked that contention. Englert compared his clients to famous protesters of the past. When Carrie Nation went into saloons and destroyed property, he asked, was that extortion? When civil rights protesters boycotted businesses, was that extortion? Justice O'Connor, but aren't we talking about conduct that constitutes a criminal offense, not conduct that's lawful? Answer, yes, but it's not extortion. These are less serious offenses. O'Connor, not in all respects. Assault, for example. Pure speech is not the case here. Justice Ginsburg, would you say it's coercion? Answer, yes, but coercion is not covered by this law. Justice Breyer, so a group of people tell a property owner, we'll kill you if you don't run your business as we tell you to? Isn't that extortion? Answer, it's different, though, to tell people to provide services as opposed to telling them not to provide services. Arguing in support of the clinics on the extortion question was the Bush administration's Solicitor General, Ted Olson. He faced an immediate grilling from Justice Scalia. Question, do you agree this law would be applicable to some civil rights protests? Answer, it could be. Question, and numerous labor picketing situations? Answer, no. This court has said in the past that the law did not apply to legitimate collective bargaining demands. That thread of questioning continued when Faye Clayton, representing the clinics, came to the lectern to argue. Justice Breyer, what about Martin Luther King's protests at lunch counters? Answer, Martin Luther King didn't tell his followers to go into Woolworths and bash people around. Justice Scalia, but you told the jury that if protesters didn't part as the Red Sea for people entering the clinic, that was a violation of the anti-racketeering law. That is wrong, replied lawyer Clayton. The jury was specifically asked whether any of the violations they found were based on blockades of clinic doors or sit-ins alone, and the jury responded no. Justice Ginsburg, you would concede that if RICO had been around then, Carrie Nation would have been guilty of extortion. Answer, yes. And if my client, the National Organization for Women, organized its members to go to the Augusta National Golf Club and tear up the greens to force a change in the club's policy, that would be extortion, too. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.